Let's get this out of the way. Lightyear fucking sucks. It is one of the most disappointing and dull movies that Pixar has made. It is a great disservice to the character and the property it's based on. You all know the backstory, but in case you don't, Buzz Lightyear was a character in Toy Story who was a space ranger who fights the evil galactic emperor named Zurg. Toy Story was successful and Buzz even had a spin-off called Buzz Lightyear Star Command, which expands more of his universe and lore. So you think that the movie Lightyear would expand even more on that or give it a new coat of paint? Nope. So, set your thrusters to warp speed and see where it went wrong, which is everything. Plot. The story takes place where Buzz and his team go on some planet infested with some tentacles. Just tentacles. No aliens or civilizations. That's it. But, uh-oh, the space colony ship they were on suddenly malfunctions because... why? Anyways, Buzz tries to save the colony, but it crashed anyway, leaving the people trapped on this planet and their fuel source, an energy crystal, has been shattered. Since Buzz technically fucked up, he volunteers to test various crystal fuel sources to see which ones are stable and they can leave. What seems like a few minutes for him turns out that a certain set of years pass by, don't ask, it just does. Pretty much nothing happens for a while until Buzz finds a stable crystal source and travels again. Only this time, he travels to the distant future and finds the trapped colony attacked by a robot army. The new Emperor Zurg makes his appearance, and Buzz teams up with new recruits who are basically the fuck-up squad. Buzz is eventually captured by Zurg, and we get the dumbest plot twist ever. Who is Zurg, really? It's Buzz from the future. What? Future Buzz, God, this is stupid, explains that he fucked up just like his original, but he found a fuel source that worked and made it back to the colony, but because he mutinied and disobeyed orders because the program was suspended due to Buzz's fuck-up, he was about to be arrested and put to trial. Future Buzz escapes further into the timeline until the crystal shatter and he just found some ancient technology of a ship he found, including the suit which he dubbed Zurg. Yeah, he just finds that shit and becomes evil. And I put that in quotation marks. His whole plan is to steal the original Buzz's fuel source, go back to the past and right the wrongs they made to escape the planet, go home, and live new lives. I'm sorry, how is this bad again? That actually seems like a good thing. But because of poor writing, original Buzz's excuse is that his old friend, who is gay because forced pride, won't meet her future wife. Are you kidding me? You could introduce the two of them in the timeline, fuck it. So they fight, the fuck-up squad returns, and Zurg is left for dead. They head on back and hail as heroes, and the program is resumed. The stinger at the end reveals that Zurg is alive, because of course he is. The end. Fuck this movie. Characters. All of the characters are very one-dimensional and have no depth whatsoever. They're just kinda there for the plot to do something. Buzz is especially a huge asshole because he doesn't need a partner because he's automatically awesome. Not unlike other materials where it's explained he had a partner in the past, the mission went wrong, and they died or went missing. Nope, he's just a douche in this. Are we sure he's our hero and Zurg is the villain? Also, no aliens. Lame. Animation. The animation is gorgeous, but it's so tone-deaf, which is so unfortunate. Voice acting and music. The voice acting isn't that great, and the music is good, but not too memorable. Just nothing that stands out, sadly. The whole synopsis of the movie and the show is that in the Toy Story universe, this is the thing that Andy watched which let him get hooked on the toy line. While it makes sense for Buzz Lightyear's Star Command, it doesn't make sense with Lightyear itself. We have a gay couple in a forced relationship and kiss scene. When did Toy Story take place again? Oh yeah, in the 90s. That shit wouldn't fly back then. This movie's failure is not because of forced pride. It's because the movie has zero effort and a stupid-as-fuck storyline. So it comes as no surprise that it was a financial flop. My final rating of Lightyear is 0 out of 10. I can't think of any positives at all. It's just so dull, boring, insulting, forced, and very stupid. Pixar, get your fucking shit together. You used to be so good at this. I guess that's what happens when Disney has secret plans to rule the world.